下午好。
Good afternoon.
啊，开始前我们一起祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，求你带领我们下边的时间。
Dear Lord, may you guide us in this time.
我们要感恩赞美你。
We may be thankful and glorify you.
求你施恩祝福给我们。
May you bless us.
显明你自己。
May you reveal yourself to us.
使我们可以按照你的荣耀来将你的荣耀归给你。
That by your glory we may express your glory.
愿你赐福我们下面的时间，也与我们同在。
May you bless this time and may you be with us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们前面讲到了这位上帝是怎样一位上帝。
We have already talked about what kind of God our God is.
而且我们看到了当上帝创造了世界创造了人之后发生了许多的事情。
And we know that when God created the world and men, there happened many things.
但是重点是人犯了罪。
But the important thing is, the main point is that men have sinned.
因着没有那么认识神。
Because they do not fully know God.
但是我们都知道神一直在向我们来显明他自己。
And we know that God is consistently revealing himself to us.
来告诉我们他是怎样一位神。
To reveal to us what kind of God he is.
使我们可以不至于犯罪。
So that we may not sin.
而且我们已经讲到了神这位神是个良善的是一个祝福的神。
And we also know that God is a good God. He is one of blessing.
即便是亚当和夏娃犯罪之后神也为他们设计了献祭。这条路呢是人可以回到他们面前。
And even after Adam and Eve sinned, God has installed sacrifices as a road to return back to him.
回到上帝的面前。
To return before God.
但是同时呢上一次我们也讲到了不是你随随便便就可以回到上帝的面前尽管是有献祭这样的条例。
And we know that we cannot just go to God as we please, even if we were to sacrifice, there is a certain way.
因为亚伦的两个儿子拿达和亚比户因为他们自己想要献祭想要上香于是耶和华让他们马上就死在了那个地方。
We saw last time that Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu they wanted to offer something according to their own pleasure. They offered incense and they were immediately killed.
所以我们称这位上帝我们所信的神是大而可畏的。
And so we say that God is great and wonderful.
他的公义是绝对的。
His righteousness is absolute.
他的标准是不可以降低的。
His standard of judgment cannot be lowered.
而且他的公义如果不满足的话他就有愤怒。
And if his righteousness is not fulfilled, there will be wrath.
就有审判就有刑罚。
There will be judgment and punishment.
所以我们上次讲到了那么我们可以来到这位上帝的面前我们借着耶稣基督我们需要感恩。
So we know that when we come before God, it is through Jesus, and we must be thankful about it.
那另外一方面呢，我们也需要小心。
And on the other hand, we must also be careful.
我们不可以滥用上帝的慈爱。
You cannot take for granted His love.
好像拿达亚比户一样。
Just like Nadab and Abihu.
那样的话，我们不但得不到上帝的祝福，很可能遭到上帝的责罚的。
And in those cases, we see that not only will we not receive blessing, we would receive curse or punishment.
所以我们认识这位上帝是非常重要的。
So it is very important for us to know God.
我们才能够知道如何按照这个上帝，这位上帝所给我们这样的恩典，我们可以来到他的面前。
So that we can know God and by His grace we can come before Him again.
那么前面我们讲了有一年多的时间有关这位上帝是怎样一位上帝。
So we have talked about God, what kind of God this is for a year now.
那么今天我们来看上帝是如何的来启示他是谁。
Let us see now how God reveals who he is.
他是怎样一位神。
What kind of God is this?
我们看的是出埃及记的34章的第5节到第7节。
We will see Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 to 7.
那么这一段经文第四五六七这三节经文的背景是什么呢
？What is the background of these three verses?
就是当以色列人在旷野的时候，他们不断的在得罪这位上帝，不断在冒犯这位上帝，他们不断的在违背这位上帝。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they kept on disobeying God and going against God and offending God.
如果你记得的话，就是。亚伦就是摩西的哥哥亚伦他造了一个金牛犊
Remember Aaron, how he made the golden calf?
就是他们造了一个偶像。
They created an idol.
所以耶和华神非常的愤怒。
And so God was very angry.
因为他们离弃了这位亚伯拉罕的神耶和华，却去敬拜那个金牛犊。
Because they essentially departed from Abraham's God and they went to create a golden calf.
于是耶和华神就告诉摩西说，他说，我不能够带领你们进入迦南地了。
And God spoke to Moses saying, I can no longer lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
我不会跟你们在一起了。
I will no longer be with you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些百姓太悖逆了。
Because these people, they are too disobedient.
恐怕耶和华神的愤怒兴起的时候，起来的时候呢，就把他们都给灭绝了。
Lest it be that God's wrath when it rises, that these people will all be destroyed.
所以耶和华神，但是呢，他要派一个使者带领以色列人进入迦南地。
But God will send an angel to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
那么摩西呢？
And Moses now?
就开始祈求这位上帝。
And he is pleading to God now.
摩西说，如果你不和我们同在的话，那我们进迦南地没有意义啊。
If you are not with us, God, what purpose is there for us to go into the land of Canaan?
因为我们是属于你的，是你的百姓。
Because we are of you, we are your people.
那你不在我们中间和我们同在的话，那我们就，那怎么能够知道我们是上帝的百姓呢？
If you are not with us, and if you do not reside amongst us, then how will we know that you are our God?
说如果你要是不和我们一起上到迦南地去的话，那我们也不去了。
So if you are not with us when we go to Canaan, then we won't go to Canaan.
所以呢，这个时候呢，神呢就看到了摩西在上帝面前所表达出来的信心，他要与上帝同，要上帝与他们同在的。
So Moses, God now saw Moses's faith in God and seeing how urgently he wants God's presence.
那么耶和华神就答应摩西说，好，他还要带他们进到迦南地当中。
So the Lord answered Moses' prayer and said, Okay, I'm going to go into the land of Canaan with you.
那摩西呢，他知道耶和华神的愤怒起来的时候呢，顷刻间以色列人就会毁灭掉了。
Now Moses knew that if God's wrath were to rise again, that the Israelites would be in danger of perishing.
所以摩西就和上帝说。
And so Moses said to God,
说你认识我，也认识你的百姓。
You know me and you know the people.
但是现在我们需要认识你。
But we need to know you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你要与我们同去的时候呢，我们只有认识你，我们才知道怎么敬拜你，怎么跟随你，怎么顺服你。
Because as we proceed, it is only by knowing you that we can know how to properly glorify and praise you.
不惹动你的愤怒。
So that we may not incite your wrath.
所以摩西说，神啊，你得让我认识你。
So Moses said, God, I must know you.
所以摩西说，求你向我显出你的荣耀来，让我看看你的荣耀。
And so Moses said to God, let me see your glory.
那么耶和华神就向他显出了荣耀。
And so God did reveal his glory to Moses.
但是耶和华神说，不行，你看看神的面的时候呢，那摩西你会死掉的。
But the Lord said to Moses, if you were to see my face, then you would immediately die.
所以神就给摩西预备了一块磐石，又预备了一个洞。
And so God prepared for Moses a cleft in a rock.
然后他要摩西站在那块磐石上，在那个洞的当中。
And he told Moses to stand in that cleft of the rock.
当耶和华神的荣耀经过的时候，耶和华神用手遮掩摩西。
And when the glory of God passes by, he is going to cover Moses with his hand.
免得摩西看到神的荣耀就死掉。
Lest it be that when Moses saw God, that he immediately dies.
所以当耶和华神的荣耀过去的时候，耶和华神把手收回来，摩西才可以见到神的背影。
And so that when God does pass by, when he retracts his hand, Moses will see the back of God.
那当耶和华神走过去之后，那么他就开始向摩西来告诉摩西他是怎样一位神。
And after the glory of the Lord passed by Moses, now God is declaring to Moses, his attributes.
就是神开始向摩西来启示，来宣告他是怎样一位神。
And now God is announcing and declaring to Moses what God this is, what kind of God he is.
那么我们看第五节,
so let us see verse 5.
这里说, 耶和华在云中降临和摩西一同站在那里宣告耶和华的名。
Verse 5, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
所以神在向摩西宣告他的名。
So now the Lord is proclaiming to Moses his name.
什么叫宣告耶和华的名呢?
What does it mean to proclaim the name of the Lord?
我给你举个例子你就知道了。
I will give you an example.
比如我在这里说,陈梅英,她这是个名啊。
To say today, I'm going to say a name and this is just a name.
你们大家马上眼睛就看陈梅英。
And everyone's going to look at that person.
梅英。
Oh, 梅英。 阿姨。
即便你不去看,你也知道,哦,丹妞的妈妈。
Even if you don't look at her, you will know that she is Daniel's mother.
啊, 这个阿姨很有爱心。
This auntie, she is very loving.
啊, 这个阿姨是个女的。
And this auntie is female.
啊, 这个阿姨头发不长不短。
And her hair is not too long and not too short.
啊, 这个阿姨挺愿意笑的。
And she loves to smile.
啊, 这个阿姨, 你想出很多这个有关这个阿姨的事情的。
You can think of many things about this auntie.
所以这个名呢, 就代表她一切的属性。
And so, her name encompasses many of her attributes.
或者说她的 personalities.
Or her personalities.
所以呢, 一提这个名, 你马上想到, 哦, 她是这样子的。
So, whenever you see her name, you will know what you will think of what she is like.
所以当你听到 Matthew, 你们就想到, 哦, Matthew是谁, 他是什么样子的。
And when I say Matthew, you will also think of what Matthew is like.
那么耶和华的名也是如此。
And it is the same for the name of the Lord.
那么耶和华在宣告他的名的时候，他就把他的属性宣告给摩西。
And so when the Lord proclaimed his name, a lot of he proclaimed his attributes also.
可以使以色列人由此而认识这位上帝是怎样一位上帝。
It is so that the Israelites may know what God this is.
使以色列人因着认识这位上帝是怎样一位上帝。
And by knowing this God,
使他们可以在旷野当中跟随耶和华神走的时候呢，不至于得罪他，不至于冒犯他。
That when they walk in the wilderness with God, that they may not disobey God or offend God.
好，我们看耶和华的名是怎样的名。
So let us see the name of the Lord.
第六节说，耶和华在他面前宣告说，在谁面前？摩西的面前。
The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, and who is this him? It is Moses.
他说。 耶和华,耶和华,是有连续有恩典的神,不轻易发怒,并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
那我们留心一件事情呢,这里有一个词叫宣告。
So let us keep in mind the word proclaimed.
什么叫宣告呢?
What does it mean to proclaim?
宣告就不是和你商量。
This proclamation is not a debate with you. It is that he is announcing a truth. You must accept it.
你就比如说, 举个例子哈,
for example,
我宣告,
for example, I proclaim
我是个男人,
for, that I am male.
那你们就得把我当成男人来看的。
Then you must view me as male.
我没有跟你商量的。
I'm not debating with you.
我不是在跟你商量说，你看，你看我像男的，就是男的，像女的，就是女的吧。
I'm not saying if you see me as a man, then I am a man. If you see me as a woman, I would be woman.
这不是宣告的。That's
not a proclamation.
那么神在这里宣告他的属性的时候，就是人你必须要承认，这是一个事实。
So when God proclaims something, it is that men must agree and accept this truth.
与你个人怎么认为是没有关系的。
It is what you think does not matter.
所以我们就想到了摩西曾经问过上帝，你的名字叫什么？ 耶和华神怎么说？他叫I am who I am.
So when Moses asked God what his name was, he said I am who I am.
所以他的意思是I am, 我就是。
He is saying that I am and he just is.
这是一个事实。
And this is a truth.
所以神后边所宣告的耶和华的名呢，这是一个事实，他不是在和我们商量。
And so when God proclaims his name, it is truth, it is not something to debate over.
而是宣告他的本性。
And it is to reveal his attributes.
好了，我们来看耶和华神的属性是什么。
So let us see his attributes.
他说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
The Lord, O God, merciful,
有恩典的神。
And gracious.
那我们就前面讲到了，当我们认识这位上帝，我们说这位上帝是良善的，是善良的。
So we know that God is good.
那这里边就更加具体他的良善表现在哪里。
And in here we see in particular how that goodness is expressed.
他有怜悯，还有恩典。
He is merciful and gracious.
那么我们都知道了。
So、
没有怜悯心肠那个词和怜悯它俩正好是相反的。
And so we know that,
就怜悯和没有怜悯。
Oh, to be merciful or not merciful is the opposite.
就这里用的是 compassionate.
Oh, compassionate and gracious, okay.
所以呢我们就知道了，上帝如果是一个没有怜悯的，那我们大家就都完蛋了。
If God is not merciful, then we are all done for.
如果上帝没有恩典的话，那么我们没办法回到上帝的面前，我们只好等待的是灭亡。
If God is not gracious, then we have no hope. All we have to wait for is death.
所以在任何情况下，上帝都不会改变他怜悯和有恩典的属性。
And so we know that at all times, God will always be merciful and gracious. This will never change.
我们看上帝创造了这个世界。
You see that God created the world.
五天的创造。
There were 5 days in creation.
我们看到了在五天的创造当中，上帝充分的显明了他对人的第六天所造的人的怜悯和恩典。
So after these 5 days of creation, on the 6th day when he created man, he demonstrated his mercy.
所以我们看，今天我们能够生活在这样一个美丽的世界当中，你会发现除了人之外都很美丽的。
So we see that in this world, it is wonderful and is wonderful apart from mankind.
所以当时我们就讲到了，上帝为人预备了一个非常的美好的一个生活的环境。
God has prepared for men a wonderful world, a wonderful environment.
他赐予我们生命所需要的一切。
He gives us all that we need to live.
这就是上帝为我们对我们的怜悯和恩典嘛。
This is the mercy and grace of God to us.
就好像你买了一个宠物。
Let us, for example, when you buy a pet,
一个 bunny,
a bunny,
你给它预备一个非常漂亮的笼子。
You would prepare for it a very beautiful cage.
把它放在一个非常舒适的房间当中。
You put it under in a really good room.
你底下给它铺上非常舒适的垫子。
You would give it bedding, very good bedding.
然后你买一个非常漂亮的水杯。
You would give it a good cup for water.
你又给他买了一个非常漂亮的食盆。
You give it a really good food bowl.
你每天去照顾它。
And you would take care of it every day.
你每天跟它打扫卫生。
You would always clean after it.
你看你对这个 bunny 就是很有怜悯很有恩典。
And you to that bunny are very merciful and gracious.
所以今天在任何情况下你都必须相信这位上帝是有怜悯有恩典的上帝。
So at all times, you must believe that God is full of mercy and grace.
因为这是他的本性。
Because this is his attribute.
是不能改变的。
This cannot change.
与你可以感觉到或者感觉不到是没有关系的。
Whether or not you can feel it, it is so.
我们举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
比如说前边亚伦的两个儿子拿达亚比户。
We see, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu.
你可以这样讲，你说，哎，他们两个都死了，这怎么可以说有怜悯有恩典呢？
You may say that they died. How is God merciful and gracious?
而圣经告诉我们，拿达亚比户他们是自讨灾祸。
But we see that in the Bible that they caused their own death.
而不是上帝对他没有恩典，没有怜恤。
It is not that God is lacking in mercy or grace towards them.
因为后面我们会讲到，上帝不单是有恩典有怜悯的，同时他的公义也必须被满足。
Because later we will see that not only is God gracious and merciful, that his righteousness must also be fulfilled.
拿达亚比户他来到上帝面前，显然是违背了上帝的命令。
Nadab and Abihu, when they came before God, it is very apparent that they went against his command.
如果上帝说 OK, 好了，没关系了，今天太高兴了，就算了吧。
If God were to say, it's okay, I don't really care because I'm just too happy right now, I'll just discount it.
那上帝就违背了他公义和圣洁的属性。
then God would have gone against his righteousness and holiness. This is not okay.
所以呢, 我们要知道, 上帝有恩典是有怜悯的, so,
we know that God is merciful and gracious, remember that.
然后这里说,
it also says, slow to anger. We see that God does have anger.
但是他不轻易发怒,
but he is slow to anger.
当亚当和夏娃违背了上帝的命令犯罪的时候, 上帝有没有马上给他发怒?
When Adam and Eve sinned, was God immediately angry with them?
马上把他们赶出伊甸园?
Were they immediately driven out from the Garden of Eden?
没有,
no.
而是上帝在呼唤那人说, 你为什么不来见我呢?
But God called to the man saying, why are you not coming to me?
就是神给他机会让亚当和夏娃悔改的。
God is giving them opportunities to come back, to repent.
尽管亚当和夏娃他们并没有为自己所犯的罪违背上帝的命令来悔改来认罪,
even though Adam and Eve, they did not confess their sin or repent,
但是上帝在把他们赶出伊甸园之前依然用皮子给他们做了一个衣服。
Just before God drove them out from the Garden of Eden, God still gave them clothes out of leather
来遮盖他们的羞耻,
to cover their nakedness. Shame. The shame.
所以你看, 上帝是不轻易发怒的。
So we see that God is slow to anger.
如果上帝是一个非常容易发怒的, 那人就不能存在了。
If God is quick to anger, then men can no longer exist.
因为人无时无刻不在犯罪。
Because men are constantly sinning.
所以当人犯罪的时候, 上帝的愤怒一来, 就把他毁掉了嘛。
And upon sinning, God would immediately destroy them.
那这罪人马上就在他的罪中，在公义的上帝的审判当中就灭亡了。
And that sinner immediately under the wrath of a holy God, righteous God, he would immediately be destroyed.
所以你看，不轻易发怒这个属性呢，我们也可以说，哎，真的，上帝是怜悯人的。
And so we see that in God's slow to anger, we see that God truly is merciful.
不但如此，
not only this,
我们也看，不但看到了神有怜悯，有恩典，还不轻易发怒。 这么好,
not only is he merciful, gracious, and slow to anger,
而且并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实,
and he is also abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness,
为千万人存留慈爱,
keeping steadfast love for thousands.
那么这位上帝呢, 他有很多的慈爱, 很多的意思就是丰盛的, 这里用的是丰盛的。
We see that he is abounding in steadfast love.
什么叫丰盛的慈爱呢?
What does it mean to be abounding in steadfast love?
丰盛的慈爱的意思就是无论你想他的慈爱有多少, 都会比那个更多。
No matter how much you think that there is his love, there will always be more.
无论你怎么想,
no matter what you think, no matter how,
他都比你想的还多。
No matter what you imagine, it goes beyond your imagination.
所以我们就知道这位上帝他的慈爱是, 他本性就是慈爱的。
So we see this in the steadfast love is his attribute. God is steadfast love.
这和我们人是不一样的。
This is different from mankind.
你可能会说, 我妈妈很慈爱。
You may say that my mother has a steadfast love.
你可能说, 啊, 我奶奶很慈爱。
Or my grandmother is also loving.
但是你永远都会发现, 你奶奶并不永远都那么慈爱, 你妈妈也并不永远都那么慈爱的。
But you may find out that your grandmother or your mother, they are not always that full of steadfast love.
他总有一天他会愤怒的。
There will always be one day when they are angry.
也就是说慈爱并不是他的本性。
So we know that love is not their attribute.
那么上帝的慈爱呢是他的本性，所以他是丰富的。
And so we know that love is God's attribute, and so there is an abundance.
而且他还有另外一个属性是什么呢？就是他有丰盛的诚实。
And we see also another attribute is he is abounding in steadfast faithfulness.
我们都知道哈, 上帝前面讲的说有怜悯, 哎呀, 我们太感恩了。 他说有恩典, 我们太感恩了。 他说他有不轻易发怒, 我们也太感恩了。 他如果说他又有丰盛的慈爱, 哎呀, 我们非常的高兴的。
We see that when God says he is merciful, gracious, or slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, we are all very thankful.
但是如果没有诚实,
but if there's no faithfulness,
那前面这一切都是没有意义的。
And all of these things before, they are meaningless.
所以这位上帝是诚实的。
And so we know that God is faithful.
我们也可以说他是真实的。
He is also truth.
因为他永远都行在真理当中。
Because he is always, he always operates within truth.
那么接下来呢，我们看第七节，说为千万人存留慈爱。
Verse 7 says, keeping steadfast love for thousands.
为千万人的意思就是为许多人，很多很多人。
When it says thousands, it means for many, many people.
他留下慈爱给这些人。
He gives love to these many people.
那他表现在哪里呢？
And how is it demonstrated?
他表现就是赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
How is this demonstrated? It is demonstrated in forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.
你知道上帝和人之间最大的问题是什么？
You know what the biggest problem is between God and mankind?
最大的问题就是上帝是绝对公义和圣洁的。
The problem is that God is absolutely holy and righteous.
但是人犯罪了。
And men have sinned.
你想想看，一个罪犯在一个绝对公义的法官面前，他得到的是什么呢？只有审判和灭亡吗？
What will result when a sinner meets an absolutely righteous God? It is death.
所以我们看到了神向人所施的怜悯、施的恩典，表现在哪里呢？他会赦免罪人的罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And so how is God's mercy and grace expressed upon the sinner? It is through forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin.
因为人犯罪的时候就冒犯了上帝的公义。
Because men through sinning have offended God.
上帝就有审判，上帝就有愤怒。
God has judgment and wrath.
但是上帝他为许多人存留了一个慈爱，叫什么呢？叫赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
But God is keeping steadfast love for thousands by forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.
那么从献祭的上面我们就已经看到了，上帝可以为人设一个献祭的制度，使人可以借着献祭呢，哎，来到他面前。
And in sacrifices, we see this come to be with God. It is that when God installed the sacrificial system, men can return to God.
也就是说神为人预备了一个方法，使人的罪呢是可以赦免的。
That is to say, God has prepared a way for men so that their sins may be forgiven.
我们讲了，他们可以献祭，对吧？
We saw that they can bring offerings or bring sacrifices to God.
那同时呢，我们也看到了。
At the same time, we see,
就是我们的主耶稣基督呢，他为人死，为人复活，为罪人死，为罪人复活这件事情。
When our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came and died and rose again,
使凡相信耶稣基督的人，他的罪孽、过犯和罪恶呢，都可以赦免。
For all who believe in Jesus, their sins can be forgiven.
所以神为人预备了这样的慈爱，就是一个救恩，一个拯救。
And so this steadfast love which God gives to men, it is this preparation of a way to be forgiven of your sins.
所以我们称耶稣为救主。
And so we call Jesus the Savior.
好，接下来我们看，说万不以有罪的为无罪。
And it goes on to say, but who will by no means clear the guilty?
必追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三四代。
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on their children and their children's children.
所以这个英文呢，它翻译的特别好。
So, the English translation is good.
他不会把那个罪放在那里，他不去处理的。
It is not that God will leave sin not dealt with.
作为一个绝对公义的上帝，他要处理一丝一毫的罪，他都要把它处理了。
Being an absolutely righteous God, all sins must be dealt with.
所以他用的词叫 leave.就丢下不管。
Oh, it says, he will by no means clear the guilty when he should leave.
Yes, leave the guilty unpunished.
Okay. He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
相反呢，他一定要追讨这个罪，追讨这个罪就是这个罪的后果，神一定要给他的。
Rather, God will visit the iniquity of the fathers on their children, the children's children. He will deal with the sin.
所以这里用的是 visit.
Here we see that there's the word visit.
就是神会常常的来看，哈，这还有个罪没解决呢，哈。
So it means that God will come to you and say, oh, there's still this sin that's not dealt with yet.
一定会要 punish.
And this sin must be punished.
他不会觉得说，啊，忘了。
It's not that God will turn a blind eye to it and say, oh, I'm forgetting about your sin now.
或者说，哎呀，算了。
Or he's going to say, oh, I'll just let you go.
不会的。
He's not going to say that. But God has prepared for men a grace of salvation. And this is our God. All of our sins, be it great or small in our lives, they will never escape the eye of God. All of our sins will never escape the judgment of God. But God is still abounding in steadfast love, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sins.
And
so when we see God's attributes, what should we do?
圣经告诉我们有一种人，这种人叫愚蒙人。
The Bible says that there are these people called fools.
The mocker, mocker, M-O-C-K.
Mockers.
他们说什么呢？说上帝不知道。
They say that God doesn't know.
你犯罪没问题，上帝不知道。
You can sin and it's okay because God doesn't know.
那他是自己骗自己。They
are deceiving themselves.
我们需要做的是，当我们知道这位上帝，他一方面他要追讨一切的罪孽，另一方面他又为千万人存留拯救的恩典。So
we see that there are these two things about God. He is visiting the iniquity and he is also preparing salvation.
那么我们要做的是什么？So
what should we do?
我们不要像那些愚蒙人说，上帝不知道，没事的。So
we cannot join the mockers and say that God doesn't know about this.
我们也不要像那些愚昧人说，无所谓。We
should not be the fools that say, it doesn't matter.
我们需要做的是去寻求耶和华神的怜悯、恩典和他的慈爱。Rather,
we should be chasing after God's mercy, grace, and love.
使我们的罪孽、过犯和罪恶得以被赦免。
So that our iniquity, transgression, and sin may be forgiven.
使我们不至于在上帝的审判和愤怒当中灭亡。
So that we would not perish under God's wrath and judgment.
相反，我们却可以像摩西和亚伦一样，他们可以回到上帝的面前。
Rather, that we would be like Moses and Aaron, that we can come before God.
在神的荣耀丰盛的慈爱当中来永生。
And that in God's glory and abundance of love that we would live.
而不是在上帝的愤怒刑罚当中灭亡。
And that we would not perish under God's wrathful judgment.
所以认识神是极其重要一件事情。
So it is very important for us to know God.
当我们认识神的时候，我们就知道如何的与这位上帝同行。
And only when we know God can we know how to walk with Him.
我们就不至于惹动他的愤怒。
That we may not incite His wrath.
或者说我们得罪他。
Or to offend Him.
即便是我们偶然的为过犯所胜，我们犯了罪了。
Maybe we do occasionally transgress.
我们也可以求这位上帝的恩典与怜悯。We
can still plead for mercy and grace.
使他在他的慈爱当中赦免我们的罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
That in His steadfast love, He can forgive us of our iniquity, transgression, and sin.
那直到有一天,
so that one day,
我们这样与神同行的时候,
that when we are walking with God,
就可以进入他永恒的荣耀当中,
that we can enter into His eternal glory,
直到永远,
forever.
所以你们需要认识这位上帝,
so you must know God.
也可以说你必须要认识这位上帝。
We can also say you must know God, it is important. Because the result of not knowing God is absolute. It is that you will perish under God's wrath and judgment. There is no exception. So I say you must know God.
以及这位上帝为我们所预备这个救主，为我们做成这个拯救的恩典。
And also you must know about the Savior which God provides and His grace and salvation.
好使在神追讨我们罪的日子,
so that when God does come to visit our iniquity,
这位救主就是我们说的耶稣基督, 他可以什么, 为我们付上这个代价。
that the Savior, the Lord Jesus, that He can pay the price of sin.
所以我们称这位救主也叫 Redeemer.
And so we call the Savior also the Redeemer.
因为他替我们付了这个赎价了。
Because He paid for us the price of sin.
本来是我们应该在上帝的愤怒当中, 我是罪人, 灭亡的。
We are the ones you are supposed to be under the wrath of God to die.
但是这位上帝为人存留的慈爱, 这位救主, 他却为我们的罪去死。
But by the love of God, the Savior which He promised, He died for us.
为我们承受了上帝的愤怒。
And He took on the wrath of God for us.
我们才可以在这救主的慈爱当中, 神在救主当中所显明的慈爱当中, 我们可以不至灭亡, 反得永生。
So that in God's steadfast love expressed through His Savior that we will not die but live with Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
我们感谢你愿意显明你的名在我们当中。
We give you thanks for revealing yourself, your name to us.
我们也求你使我们可以因着认识你的名而将你的敬畏，当得的敬畏归给你。
I pray that also by knowing your name that we may fear you also.
让我们常常在你面前寻求你的怜悯，你的恩典和你的慈爱。
May we always chase after your mercy, grace, and love.
使我们可以不至灭亡，反得永生。
That we may not perish, but have eternal life. I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.